Today on Real Life Radio.
We are not going to close the curtains and hide at a time like this. We're the ones running around the ship throwing out life rafts to people while people are hiding in their cabins scared. So when you look around and you realize, because maybe this is news to you, Jesus is coming. He could come back today. That should cause you, listen, to put on Christ. You want to get ready? Put on Christ.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey friends, I want to excite you about our featured item of the month, and this is a tremendous book. Listen carefully though, it's a very small book in size, but it is gigantic in power. I'm talking about A.W. Tozer's classic, The Pursuit of God. The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it. In one of the chapters, he has labeled The Blessings of Owning Nothing. What could that possibly mean? Well, get a copy for yourself and find out how liberating and freeing that this little book can be in your life as A.W. Tozer takes the Word of God and opens it up to you in a very sweet and personal way. The Pursuit of God by Dr. A.W. Tozer.
The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God by turning your gaze slowly towards Him. The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now begins a brand new series called Futures, with a message titled Foundations. Now, this series is a study in what the Bible says about the future and why it matters in our lives today. You see, there are prophetic scriptures in the Bible to equip us and strengthen us in our faith. We have a far greater appreciation for God's Word when we understand the future and our role in it. Today, Pastor Jack teaches us that what we've learned from the past is that God has always kept His Word. We can build our faith on what God is going to do. Now, with his message called Foundations, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Faith can be exercised in Christ Jesus, and there's a presence that comes near to you that you can't buy. There's no pill. You can't have somebody bring it. It doesn't arrive in a box. It is His presence. Him in His Word, Him in His comfort, Him in His promises. It is foundational. It is awesome. And we need to know this as we move into this series. Faith is the substance. I can touch this thing, this person, or this promise that I have faith in. How so? Of things hoped for. This is an awesome statement. It's not like, oh, I have faith and I really hope, I hope, I hope, I hope. Oh, I hope, I hope. Guess what? Happy to report, that's not what the word means. You know, like, I hope there's no traffic going to work today. That's not what the word means. This is a hope. This is a hope that, okay, you see this platform I'm standing on? It's wood beneath me. I have total hope that the people who built this, it's going to keep me up. Did you hear I use the word? I have no doubt. I have total hope in this. Okay? That's the word. It is an assured, guaranteed fulfillment. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hope for, watch, the evidence of things not seen. The truth proclaiming that my faith in Christ is so dependable upon Him, not me, Him, listen. My faith dependability on Him causes me to have great faith because of Him. Yes. So, Pastor, I don't have much faith. And then I listen to people tell me, well, what's going on? They actually have tremendous faith. What they're really saying is, I don't understand what God's doing in the situation. I'm willing to totally yield to whatever He wants to do. I just wish He would tell me a little bit about it. That's huge faith. Even the person who says, I don't believe in God anymore. He broke my heart. This is what happened. And then the other thing. And that the other thing. And I'm mad at Him. That's the wrong attitude, and that is the wrong place to be, but that's great faith. Think about it. They have the faith to believe and to confess that God's big enough to have fixed their life situation by now. That's great faith. It's misapplied at the wrong moment of time. But the truth is, God's at work. Evidence of things not seen. You need to hang on to that verse and put it right up there in the note-taking of our study. Faith by definition, listen everybody, faith by definition assumes a future. You all know that, right? Write that down. Faith by nature assumes a future. Every one of us have faith in something. In someone, I hope it's Christ. I trust it's Christ. But to even speak about faith, it assumes that there's a future. In other words, faith is something that is used, yes, regarding the past, as we shall see, yes, in the current, but also for the future. That's an assumption. Listen, it's a logical assumption. It's reasonable. You can defend that. And so the goal of this series is to establish that very thing, that all that you hear is to build your faith, not scare you. I'm gonna quote my good friend, Dr. Ed Heinsohn. Wonderful statement Dr. Ed made. God did not give us Bible prophecy to scare us. He gave us Bible prophecy to prepare us. And that's a great word. So number one under this point is this: past foundations build faith. Mark that down. This is a very, very important part of your life, believe it or not. Past foundations, I'll explain that, build faith. Again, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 9. By faith, he, Abraham, dwelt in the land of promise as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. That's faith. Wow. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. The life of Abraham. What do we know? We look back at Abraham's life. Watch this. It's pretty cool. Abraham was given a promise by God about the future. And everything about Abraham's life, though you and I now are viewing it in real time in the past, builds our faith. This is why it's so important that you and I study the life and do what's called biographical studies of great men and women of God before us. You should be doing that in your time. By the way, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Amazon Prime, if you have Amazon Prime and you go to the Christian section, they have remarkable documentaries about Martin Luther, John Huss, John Knox, William Tyndale. They've got Richard Wurmbrand most recently, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And I've seen them all. Very accurate, very well done. I'm impressed. Why do we even look at such things? Because those who have gone on before us, those who are to us in the past, are great people to learn from. And we start with Abraham. When I study and read and learn from the life of Abraham or any Old Testament example, what does it do? It builds my faith. Why? Because everything about them, this is why we love them, but we don't have to see it. Everything about their life is based upon the promise God gave them. Ladies and gentlemen, are you sitting down? That's called prophecy. See, you think prophecy is the dragon with 10 horns. And this beast rises out of the sea, and you run out of church. We'll get to those parts. They're pretty cool, but I'm going to really get you ready for it. But when the Bible says in Genesis 3:15, for example, when God says that from the woman the Messiah is going to come, from Eve, that is the first prophetic eschatological statement in the Bible: salvation. It's not the statues, 10 toes, or the dragon. God's first prophetic message is salvation after this Adam and Eve fumble. Salvation will come to you. And that's the entire Bible announcing to you. It's all prophetic if you think about it. It's beautiful. Past foundations build faith. By the way, please mark this in your mind. If your faith today in your mind is something like a fallback, or it's something I go to when things get tough. It's my spare tire. It's my, what's the word? Break glass in case of fire. You know, this faith, you know, I'm good. Let me ask you something. Do you need more faith? I do. Now, very personally, in the last 9 months almost, 9 months of craziness, 10 months of craziness, has your faith been strengthened? Are you growing? Have the things of God and the promises of God become more real to you? I'm going to assume that's true because you're here. Amen. Think about it. And you come at a cost. But listen, with all of this and all that's coming, think about it. In the world around us, you're going to need a greater faith. So how do I get a greater faith? You're right. This is the right spot. Because you're going to have such an appreciation for the Bible. You're going to have such a dependence upon the Bible. And you're going to say, you know what? Wow. God loves me so much. He told me these things in advance. He didn't want me to be scared. He wanted me to be prepared. Past foundations build faith. Secondly, current foundations build faith. You see, what is that? That is putting into practice what we know, what we believe. Current foundations build faith. And what I mean by that is that you today have God and His Bible as your go-to foundation. Where do you go to when your world is rocked? Where do you go to when you see something happening on the news or in your family or in your life? Where do you go? Do you go to the Bible? Because listen, we can do that now in our current foundation situation, building faith, because we learn from the past that God keeps His word to His patriarchs. He kept His word to all of those biblical personalities that you read about. And you love reading the book of Psalms because David and others are lamenting and revealing their hearts, and God comes in. And you love all that because, listen, the past builds faith and it carries you right now to the present in this situation. Right now, what are you going, don't say anything, but what are you going through right now? A, will freak you out and cause you to panic, or B, you're going to realize, wow, God's in control. I don't understand what's going on. His word's true. You can trust Him. Abraham did. Joshua did. And I'm going to do it. Amen. I'm going to do it. You ever see somebody when they make up their mind? I'm going to do it. You ever see people jump off of like cliffs? I love heights. I can go right to the edge of the Empire State Building. I love that feeling. It's like, yes! Woo! I love that. I don't fear heights. I just don't. It's probably not good. It's kind of overdeveloped maybe. But I cannot jump off a cliff. I don't know why, into water. There's something about that. It's like, I don't know. Because in my mind, my luck, the biggest fish in the whole lake would be swimming just below the surface the moment I left the edge, or there'd be I'd notice that there's a, you know, sandbar right there. Something would happen. Freaks me out. But there's some people, you know that moment where they say, I'm doing it. Let's go. Like, you know, some of these rides that there used to be a place called Disneyland. It was once in a galaxy far, far away. But I don't do rides. I love airplanes, and you can put me upside down and inside out, and I don't care how fast or slow. Let's do it. Airplanes. God made airplanes. Makes perfect sense to me. Airplanes were built. I don't get roller coaster rides. Ain't gonna happen. You know why? I'm standing in line, and all I'm thinking about is, who built this? Who were they? Were they on drugs the day they built this? Who designed this? I need to talk to somebody. I don't like it. And so what happens? We get right up there and I step out and my granddaughter goes by herself. That's what happens. Papa, you're a chicken. That's right, chicken, right here. Not gonna go. I don't have faith in that stuff. But the moment somebody says, I got it, let's do it. Shouldn't we not be like that with faith? God has never let you down. You may have misunderstood what God has done. That's most often our situation. But He's never let you down. Never. And you can build a foundation of faith on what's going on in the current world around us. The world will be discussing in Davos the global economic world problem. The world is in an unprecedented problem right now. The world. And they're going to be discussing the global economic community. If you know Bible prophecy, you're saying, oh, wow, I'm going to be watching this. Why? Because we're going to watch everything through the lens of what we know from the Bible. Does any of this stuff on the news apply to my current situation? And of course, you can begin to see that religious freedoms and liberties and the direction of our nation and world. All of these things, Jesus said, when you see these things beginning to come to pass, when you just see the little bit of the sun peeking up on the eastern sky, you know that my coming is at the door. How awesome is that? And you should be excited about that. That ministers to us.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
I look for every opportunity to insert this quote because it's so sweet to my soul. It's blessed me many times. But when we talk about the current foundation and situation and how we need to have faith, the Bible tells us, I'm going to give you this Bible verse and then this quote. The Bible tells us in 1 Chronicles 12:32, it's an amazing statement. And this is what I pray for this church. And from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their families. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. That should be a testimony of your faith and your family and your walk with God and this church. We discern the times and the seasons in which we live, according to the Bible, and that information causes you and I to know what we ought to do next as believers. And that's going to bring you hope. Amen. It's going to bring you strength. It's going to bring to you faith. And the love of God will settle your heart. It's awesome. That quote is from one of my favorite people in all the world. Can't wait to meet him. Samuel Adams, patriot, founding father, governor of Massachusetts, signer of the Declaration of Independence, rebel. He was. Creator of the Boston Tea Party, right? I mean, he did a lot of fun stuff, this guy. We have appealed to heaven for the justice of our cause, and in heaven we have placed our trust. Numerous have been the manifestations of God's omnipotence in sustaining us. We have been reduced to distress, and the arm of omnipotence has raised us up. Let us still rely in humble confidence on Him who is mighty to save. Good tidings will soon arrive. We shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection. Isn't that a great statement? And I love that because all that is biblical truth. Let's live our lives. We are not going to close the curtains and hide at a time like this. We're the ones running around the ship throwing out life rafts to people while people are hiding in their cabins scared. So when you look around and you realize, because maybe this is news to you, Jesus is coming. He could come back today. That should cause you, listen, to put on Christ. You want to get ready? Put on Christ. Amen. You want to get super safe? Put on the blood of Christ. Amen. Very important. Thirdly, under this point is future foundations build faith. Future foundations, that's what we're doing as Christians. Man, do you ever think about that? We should think about this. This should be common thinking for us. Every time you and I read our scriptures, pray, and go through a Bible study like we are right now, we are literally laying down a foundation regarding the future. And this is amazing to me. I've often told you guys, I don't understand how it's going to work, but what time you spend right here, right now, going through the Bible right now, will literally equate to dividends in eternity. God is going to somehow take this morning, because it's eternal, long as this word is being allowed to speak, and He's investing in you so that it will matter in the day of eternity. We're not wasting, oh man, I went to church, a waste of time. Not if you listened. Okay, if you're tweeting your friends and stuff, then you blew it. But if God's word is open, God has promised. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will teach us the word of God. And so that's the key to church growth, by the way. You want a stable church? Teach the Bible. It doesn't, listen, it's a funny thing. You teach the Bible, the church will be under constant attack. It's good to see what kind of enemies you have. At the same time, that church will be invincible because the Lord is at the helm. It's pretty awesome. Pretty exciting. The future, you're building on the future. The more you pour in, the more deposits you make, so to speak, in your Bible knowledge and growth. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass. That means there's things I've told you about in the past. Now look, they've come to fulfillment. And new things I declare, before they spring forth, God says, I tell you of them. You need to write that down. Friend, listen, if you're Muslim, you don't have that in your Bible. Well, you don't have a Bible. You could get a Bible. They're free. Write us, let us know. We'll get you a Bible. But the Quran has no prophecies in it. And whatever, quote, prophecies there are, they're actually lifted right out of the New Testament and inserted into the Quran. But even that's a stretch. The God of the Bible is the only one that tells you the future in advance. You're not going to get any news about the future in advance from the Tibetan Book of the Dead. You're not going to get anything about the future regarding Hinduism or Buddhism. The God of the Bible says, here's one of the ways that you can identify who I am. I'm going to tell you this in advance. Write it down. And what happens, when it comes to pass, God says, I'm the one. Amen. That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. The Bible says in Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, do not think that I came to destroy the law and the prophets. That's the entire Old Testament. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle, one little comma or one little hyphen will by no means pass away from the law till all is fulfilled. This Bible, every word is going to be fulfilled. You can take that to the bank. And here's a grave warning. I mentioned this the other day. In fact, last Sunday, this was brought up. Revelation 21, verse 6. We're talking about faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in you. Faith in God's word, not in a horoscope. Trusting in the Lord, not yourself. Revelation 2:6. And he said to me, John is speaking, it is done. Take note who's speaking to John. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. The he who overcomes is the one who finishes their course that God has given. Every one of us have been given a different course.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Foundations. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's new series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scripture from the Bible and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, we've all felt the pressure, even the guilt of not giving God more of our time. Life in our fast-paced world can be exhausting, trying to navigate through hectic schedules, unexpected challenges, and even a health scare. The irony is that so much of that pressure would go away if we would just slow down and quiet ourselves so we can truly experience God's presence. After all, a life apart from God is really no life at all. So how can we make pursuing God a priority in our lives? Our current featured resource can help. It's called The Pursuit of God, and it's written by a renowned author and evangelist, A.W. Tozer. This Christian classic offers hope and guidance to pursue God in a whole new way.
The Pursuit of God is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God by turning your gaze slowly towards Him. The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm asking you to mark your calendars January 10th, 7 p.m. Pacific time for a very special Happening Now service. This is 90 minutes, fast-paced, where I sit down with Seth Gruber, the leading voice for the pro-life movement. Seth is absolutely the tip of the spear when it comes to understanding the origins and the current issues of the pro-choice movements and where it's going. Friends, listen. Seth is going to be revealing to you some incredible information. For example, just one thing will be the linkage between Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, Adolf Hitler, and his march to destroy the Jews and homosexuals and other of dark skin. Where did that come from? Well, we're even going to go back to the ancient days of pagan gods. It's a remarkable, remarkable time. Mark your calendar, January 10th, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and you can view it live at jackhibbs.com.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.